Okay, just to backtrack, we heard Jimi Hendrix in the last track, Up From The Skies from Axis Boulder's Love, and Devotcha with I Tried Like A Silly Boy, and we heard some Jay Garcia and Jerry Grisman, The Ballad of Frankie Lee and Judas Priest. And we are about ready to go with a live interview and studio performance with Sophia Ray and her band. Sophia, welcome to WDIY. Thank you for taking time out this afternoon for coming down here and taking time with us prior to your performance this evening at Music Fest at Plaza Tropical at 6 p.m. Welcome.
Thank you for inviting us.
Our pleasure indeed, and we really appreciate you coming down here. We know you're incredibly busy. You've been just back from Germany. You're appearing at Lincoln Center later this week on Thursday, but we have the honor and pleasure of having you here at Music Fest this evening at Plaza Tropical. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're Argentinian, born in Argentina, living in New York City right now.
That's right.
Tell us a bit about your life in between and anything else you think we should know about.
Sure. Well, as you know, I was born in Buenos Aires, and now I've been living in New York for about 9 years, and before that was Boston, the first town where I lived here when I moved to the U.S. And I think from Buenos Aires to New York, although, of course, there is a big difference, there is the similarity of two huge, big cities, very cosmopolitan, and sometimes people that move into New York feel a little bit lost about the amount of people and the craziness or the speed of it. But I think I am very used to it from my childhood, of the speed of a crazy, a big, huge town. So
the transition was easy, right?
Exactly.
How did you get into being both a jazz musician, well, world musician, clearly, but how did you get into becoming a jazz musician? Did you grow up listening to a lot of jazz?
No, not at all. I actually grew up listening to, my parents' tango, folkloric music collection that was at home, and some pop, and later on in high school, a lot of punk rock and all sorts of other things that had nothing to do with what I'm doing right now. When I was going to music school, one of my teachers gave me four recordings that really changed my appreciation for music in general. And one of those was Boy McFerrin's Play. And I actually didn't even like it. I couldn't understand what was going on. It was such a different type of singing. I didn't even get it. But I really got into it, listening to a lot of other jazz singers, and really wanted to understand how to use the voice like that and how to improvise. So that's how I got in.
Okay, and I remember my first Argentinian jazz musician I listened to was Gato Barbieri, but rather before your time. But was he an influence at all?
Not really, no. I really like what he did, but it wasn't... I listened to him actually fairly recently for the first time, I think what he did was very, kind of visionary for what's happening right now in music. He was not afraid of incorporating, any kind of influences from back home and other places into jazz, and created quite a statement with that. But I was not following his music.
Yep, but you're absolutely right. He was definitely a trailblazer with what he did for today's world music and world jazz, correct? Yeah, let's take a listen to you. Would you like to introduce the band? You have a multinational band in the studio with us. If you would introduce everyone and the instruments they're playing, that would be great. And then let's go into a first piece.
That's right. We have Eric Krimsky. He's from the U.S. on the guitar. And Jorge Redder from Lima, Peru on the bass. And Yayo Cerca on the percussion. These guys have been playing with me for quite a long time. They recorded also on my albums, and we've been playing together for, I don't know, a number of years. So it's great that you'll get to, that we will get to play together again today, and also for Music Fest. So we're going to do a song that was recorded in my last album called De Tierra Lloro, and the song is called Night, Noche.
Okay. Thank you.
Tienes miedo al pasado, tu pasado, soledad. Ay, soledad, si hoy tú llegas y me amparas, repara esta noche de
pesando la injusticia. Ya te quedaste sin memoria, hoy la queja te acompaña. Te quedaste sin memoria y hoy la queja no te deja ni de.
Beautiful, beautiful. Lots of great dynamics and propulsion in that piece. Really nice. Is that on your latest album?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. And the latest album, you pronounce the title for me.
De Tierra y Oro.
And you've won a number of awards with that, I believe. Indie music album of last year, I believe, World Beat album.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
And one of the songs also was...
That's right, La Gallera also won an award for Best World Beat Song.
Okay, and we will go out listening to that piece, I think. Okay, great. Tell us a little bit more. So the band we're hearing now will be the band performing at 6 p.m. tonight,
That's
correct?
That's right.
Okay, great. So you're getting a good flavor. So don't forget, come out Plaza Tropical at 6 p.m. at Music Fest this evening. A rare opportunity to hear the Sofia Rey band prior to performing at Lincoln Center this coming Friday night and off back to Europe to tour and appear at a festivals, actually, firstly in Panama, I think, right? Panama, and
we're
then
we're going to Panama in about 2 weeks from today. We got invited to perform in a series of concerts organized by actually an Argentine that moved to Panama about 20 years ago, and he created quite a series with music from all over the world. Something that I think he's been doing for many years now. And we will go kind of in representation of Argentina for this year. So, yes, we will be there.
Even though you're spread out over much of South America.
Exactly.
Put my glasses on, that will help a bit. You've been working a lot with John Zorn of late as well, I think, on a couple of his projects, on his Masada project and celebration of John Zorn's 60th birthday.
Right. There are two big retrospectives happening right now, part of his 60th birthday. One of them is called Zorn at 60, and it's quite amazing. He's presenting music from 30 years of writing and performing in all sorts of genres. There are some contemporary music acts and all sorts of representations of his different jazz projects and klezmer and you name it, everything. So it's quite fantastic.
How did you get involved with him?
I started with Mikale, with the vocal quartet a cappella. That's part of the Masada series about 4 years ago in 2009. I was introduced to him by a friend of mine who went to school with me, Ayelet Rose Gottlieb, who's also a singer and composer. And we started working together in that project. And then now recently I joined another project of his that's called The Song Project, with all music, instrumental music of his that we wrote lyrics for. So something new, very new.
Nice. Okay. You have three CDs out. We mentioned De Tierra y Oro is the latest. You've been recording CDs under your own name for, what, since about 2006?
That's right. I think the first release was in 2006.
And many of the same musicians with you since then, right? Yeah. That's all. Yep, you could tell with the empathy. Now, you're Argentinian, and I don't think you have any bandoneon or any tango music on your albums?
No. I love tango. I did quite a few. I was part of a few tango projects, but I prefer to focus more on performing and researching on other types of folkloric music, particularly in South America, and finding the link between all these different styles that have quite a lot in common, although they are very specific and unique. And tango is quite a different animal. I love the music, but my main focus has been lately on all these other South American styles.
Mm-hmm. And the combinations thereof. Well, let's hear you play something else. I think you're going to play Risa?
Risa, yeah, Laughter. This is also part of our last album. And here we go. A ver.
Siempre se esconde, siempre se esconde. Y aunque yo vaya a buscarla, no sé a dónde, no sé a dónde. Tengo a mi risa perdida. Siempre se esconde, siempre se esconde. Y aunque yo vaya a buscarla, no sé a dónde, no sé a dónde. Qué mala suerte, ¿por qué te has ido hoy? la mía, porque te has sido suerte hechicera. Ay, llevo esperándote años, pero no llegas. Ay, no llegas. El carnaval se va, ay, con él también llegas vos. Vino pa' continuar, ay, si llega la soledad. Quieras que no, mi risa es todo lo que llevo. Quieras que no, para lelele, ey, para. Choqué por las noches, el diablo canta por la quebrada. No oigo nada, no oigo nada. Me han dicho que con las noches se le arrepende por la quebrada. Ay, el viento lleva su queja. No oigo nada, no oigo nada. Oigo.
Beautiful, beautiful. That piece is also on your latest album, right? De Tierra y Oro?
That's right.
Right, so there we had a live version of it. And in a moment or two, we will go out with a recorded piece also on the latest album, La Gallera. What were you playing there, Sophia? You added an extra instrument you hadn't told us about.
About the instrument?
Yep.
It's called charango, and it's a five double string guitar from South America. It was born in Potosí before Potosí was part of Bolivia. Around in the 1500s, and the story tells that it was made by the indigenous population at the time then that fell in love with the sound of the guitar that the Spanish brought to the continent, and they created this small version so they could hide it under their ponchos. Here it is.
Nice, and it's sunny, added to the mix beautifully. We are rapidly running out of time. We have to transition into NPR's All Things Considered at 4 p.m. So let's go out with the recorded piece, La Gallera, and Sophia and band, thank you so much for stopping by here this afternoon. And to remind you, you can catch them live. I hope your appetites have been whetted. Come down to Plaza Tropical at Music Fest, 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. this evening, and you will be in for a musical treat. And so we're going to go out with one of the pre-recorded pieces, La Gallera, from De Tierra y Oro, from Sophia Rey and Band. This is WDIY FM Allentown, listener-supported community public radio.
For programs of food on WDIY, the FM Kirby Center.
Chica, y se perdió en la mirada de un capitán y un timón. Cartagena está en su sangre, en su color y su voz. No va por su suerte, espera por su gallo vencedor. ¿Dónde? Y
you're listening to WDIY Allentown 88.1 FM and HD, listener-supported community public radio. You can also find us on translators at 93.9 Easton and Phillipsburg and 93.7 Fogelsville and Trexlertown, and always on the web at WDIY.org. Up next is All Things Considered.